Is it selfish or is it selfless? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We've taken a long break, but we're back, and hopefully we can keep it more regular now. And the concept of this podcast is making every day meaningful, and we do particular series, and now we're going to do a series of the seven layers of the soul, but let me give you a bit of context. Currently, we find ourselves in a time between the festival of Pesach and the festival of Shavuot. We know when the Jews left Mitzrayim, we left Egypt, we are taught that they weren't really worthy. They were like spiritually immature, and God plucked them out of Egypt and just took them because they believed in God and followed. But they were still on a very low spiritual level, and therefore they weren't yet ready to meet the goal of the Exodus of Egypt, which is to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. And God gave them 7 weeks to elevate themselves and refine themselves. And why 7 weeks? And this is the counting of the Omer that we count 49 days, 7 weeks, leading up to the festival of Shavuot, when we eventually get the Torah. Now, what's the concept of 7 weeks? The concept is because we have seven layers of our personality. When I say personality, emotions. We know the soul is divided, the conscious soul is divided into three parts, cognition, intellect, emotion, and then action and behavior. But the actual personality of the person is more in our emotions. And those emotions go either way. Emotions are a very, very important thing, feelings, passion, excitement. And we are taught that we have seven categories of emotion called chesed, which means kindness, gevurah, which means discipline, Tiferet, which means harmony. We'll explain each one each week as we get there. Netzach, which is endurance or ambition. Hod, humility, sod, connection. And Malchus, which is sovereignty, communication, and application. All of these traits that we have are all important. All important. But they're not always good. They can be good and they can be not good. Now, some of them are known to be better. Some of them, the connotation is always more negative. But the truth is, every one of them can be applied in a good way or in a bad way. What I want to do now in the next few weeks, next 7 weeks actually, is to go through these seven emotions each week and have a look at them and just explain them a little bit briefly and try and internalize the message with meditation and see if we can work on ourselves and elevate ourselves each week or each day as we go along. So the first one of the seven layers of our soul, or our emotional soul, our emotional structure, is chesed, which means kindness or love or connection. And of course, when we think of kindness, when we think of love, the imagery in our mind is always something positive. What can be better than kindness? What can be better than love? And in fact, the Torah tells us, Olam chesed yibaneh. The world was built on kindness. The world was built to give. So people should love each other. People should give to each other. People should go beyond themselves and make room and space for the other. And that's true. But, like every emotion, love can be good or bad. It can be selfish love or selfless love. And although it is the foundation of creation, but sometimes love can be bad. We can love the wrong things. We can love things that we are purely using for our own selfish needs. We can love foods, for example, that are bad for us. We can indulge and love things, experiences, which are clearly bad for us and are harmful. And then, of course, we can love people for the wrong reasons. We can love people to control them, to smother them, to manipulate them. We can show love to someone for our personal gain. There's so much bad love that could happen, or even bad kindness. Now, I'm not suggesting that when one gives charity to someone else or you help another person, you should always scrutinize your motives and maybe not do it if you're not pure. That's bad. Generally, the general rule is, when it's kindness, just do it. Someone needs a ride, someone needs some money, help them, even if you have an ulterior motive that you want to be a nice guy and so on, or known as a nice person. But there is sometimes damaging controlling kindness, which is really bad, one should stay away from it, or manipulative kindness. And this gives us a little bit of an insight into how we're going to deal with every single one of these seven emotions. The key to an emotion, if it's good or bad, positive or negative, healthy or toxic, is what's driving it. What's the driver of the emotion? Is it selfishness, egocentricity, benefit of self, or is it selflessness for a higher purpose, for to go beyond ourselves, to help someone else, to connect to something higher than ourselves? That's the purpose. True love is selfless love. True giving is selfless giving. You help someone, or we aspire to help someone because it's the right thing to do, even when it's uncomfortable. Even when we don't see the return right away. It's interesting that our rabbis tell us that the ultimate form of love, or kindness, I should say, is when you bury the dead. Why? It's called chesed shel emet, true kindness, because you can't get anything in return. That's the ultimate kindness. And the question we have to always ask ourselves is, are we loving the right things? And are we loving for the right reasons? Are we giving to the right things? Are we giving for the right reasons? Of course, the foundation of the world is giving. But are we giving properly? For example, even when we love a child, sometimes we love a child and spoil them. Are we doing it correctly? Are we loving a purpose? Are we loving God? Are we loving other people to really do it for their benefit? Or we want to be selfish and just do it for our own pleasure? And that's part of the job and the work that we do throughout these 7 weeks. And we look at each one of these traits and say, what's driving it? First of all, can I do it? Am I a kind person? And am I kind with good kindness, not bad kindness? So let's just understand how this all works and look at the soul. I just want you for a few moments to remove distractions, perhaps close your eyes, just relax. Pay attention to your breathing in and out. Tap into the rhythm of life. Feeling each breath as you inhale. Feeling the sensation of releasing toxicity with exhaling. Noticing the newness of each breath as the previous one comes to an end. Focusing, noticing, and then remembering that neshima, which is breath in Hebrew, is the same as neshama. Each breath is an expression of your soul. The soul that has a number of layers: cognition, emotion, behavior, subconscious, the core of the soul, and zoning in on the emotions. Are you a kind person? Think of a time you helped someone out. Why did you do it? What did you feel? Things are the things you love. Are they all good? To do this, you have to go deeper into the core of your soul. Where there's an infusion of godliness, where selflessness lies and lives. Can I be selfless in my love? Can I be selfless in my kindness? Can I give even when it hurts? Can I love even when it's uncomfortable? That's the foundational question in how we refine and elevate the emotional structure of who we are. Have a wonderful day.